Alia Howe, artistic director of Under Alia's Umbrella, a performing arts organization mentoring artists in the Valley, giving them opportunities to refine their skills and perform a lot, joins me now on Express Yourself. Thanks, Alia.
Thank you, Gavin.
So what makes you tick? Why are you so passionate about these literary events in this valley?
Because I like to know people's stories. I think they're valuable. I think we all have something to impart and share, and we all use the English or Spanish language in this valley. And so it's a medium that we use every single day. So it's immediately accessible. And then being asked, what do you really think about this issue? What do you feel? The tools are right there. And being given different prompts, being an audience member, just waiting to hear what someone has to say about this issue. In these times particular, our voices are really imperative.
The public radio host Glenn Washington, who hosts Snap Judgment, which is a great program and podcast, Glenn says they can argue your facts, but they can't argue your story. What about you? What's your background in storytelling? How did you get to this point where you've become someone with an umbrella with all these things happening underneath it?
I came over to the States as a dancer, so I wasn't into words at all. I was really very shy to speak, and my instrument was my body to express my feelings around that. And after quite a long performing career working with some of America's greats, I was asked to join this company called Dance Teller, where we had to speak stories and dance as well. Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy smokes, you know, there are some things that are beyond the expression through my body that are much more direct, concise, and go right to the heart of the matter. And they communicate really more swiftly and quickly. Dance is sometimes really elusive for people. And if you use some words or an introduction or speak as you dance, it makes the topic that much more accessible. And this was really apparent when we did a piece about AIDS in the mid-80s. Then we did a piece about the Serbian-Bosnia crisis, about the rape houses. I did a UN speech for that. And it cut to the quick. Mm-hmm. And in moving to the Valley, having had a fantastic performing career, I became really interested at the other end of the spectrum. How do I mentor my community? And Kylie Michelle of Justice Snows at that moment in time said, I want my restaurant that had been a gift from the city of Aspen to be a voice for our locals, a performing arts venue where they can develop their voices, get better, can practice. And she was the initiator. Please, will you do a storytelling series? I was like calling my friends up in New York who do The Moth. I was like, how do you do this? What do you do? I've been asked to do a storytelling series. And they told me they rehearsed with people for 20 hours each storyteller. No way could I get that commitment. So over the last 5 years, I found a way to shortcut that, have people take a leap of faith and jump into their story and trust that they will show up in their story because they know it. It's been formidable. It's been touching and moving. And on the other side of that, we have poetry, which asks people to seize the essence of a story or an idea or a feeling and synthesize it and have the courage to get up there and share it. And what I host isn't performance perfect, it's performance practice so that you can stand taller and stronger in your voice, in your community, and hopefully be actionable. So I'm passionate about this.
You curate a couple different series. Will you name drop a few of them?
Writ Large, The Poetry Market, and the Salon series. And all of these come into the full evening works that I have been fortunate enough to be commissioned by Colorado Creative Industries, Carbondale Arts Council, Dance Initiative. This year I have an incredible grant from the Embry Family Foundation. Just to name a few. Thank you.
As we look forward to the next week, kind of a poetry week, if you will, do you have other specific funding to help with these activities?
No, the poetry market up at the Wheeler Opera House is sponsored completely by the Wheeler Opera House and the City of Aspen. And then we come down to the Temporary for a Poetry Slam, hosted by Meta Sarmiento, which is supported by TACOR and by Aspen Words. Nice. Then we head over on Friday to a free workshop in the community, supported by Basalt Regional Library. And all of this is building up for Mountain Fair.
That's so great. Well, after our conversation, I'll talk to Meta Sarmiento myself by phone about the Poetry Slam happening Wednesday, July 25th, and then the Poetry Workshop at the library. You mentioned 10 a.m. Friday next week. First, I want to ask you about the Poetry Market at the Wheeler Opera House. It's this Sunday, July 22nd, 8 p.m. What is the Poetry Market?
It's also free, so please come on up. The Poetry Market is a venue or an idea where you buy things on the market, and sometimes you barter on the market. The poets will have their poetry there. You can purchase their poems. There will be books and different word events there. And it's also for you to hear the voices of people in the community and say, hey, I'd like you to write a poem for my lover's birthday.
Nice.
Or a poem for Valentine's Day. And we've also have this thing called Pillow Talk, where you can buy a poem for a friend, and we ask your friend to lay down, rest their head on a pillow, and we share them a poem. So the Poetry Market is a venue to say, hey, please support your poets. Buy a poem for the price of a cup of coffee, a slice of pizza, or a whole pizza, and let's encourage supporting voices instead of maybe always being it about material things. How about a voice from the heart?
Well, you're featuring quite a few really talented writers on July 22nd. Again, that's this Sunday, 8 o'clock at the Wheeler Opera House. Tony Alcantara, Madison Coya, Patrick Curry, and Cameron Scott.
Yes, four men, four voices, four poets, four generations.
Wow.
And what are they going to share? I don't know, but I'm really excited to hear, where are men standing at this moment in time in their voices? What are their focuses on? What are their hearts going to share with us? And I'm just totally excited about listening.
Talk about the theme for poetry at Mountain Fair this year.
Love pollination, or love pollinators. It's having a look at how do you spread love in your life? How do you share and serve your community? What does pollinating love mean to you? Come to the workshop on Friday and we'll work on that and hear all the different ideas around that. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, three poets will share their original works of love pollination, or based on love pollination. On Friday, I will share a blessing poem. On Saturday, Madison Coya will share a poem at 7 p.m. before the main band. And on Sunday, we have two Latinos from our community. Samuel Bernal from Tricolor Radio is going to share a poem in Spanish and English, as is local Carbondalian Gabriela Alvarez, who will also share a poem. One will share a poem at lunchtime, one will share a poem around 5 p.m.
Well, one other question is there also a poetry slam on the Saturday night of Mountain Fair this
year?
Hell
yes. 4 p.m. on Saturday afternoon.
So is this open to the public?
Yes, it is. And I will have a sign-up sheet at the Oasis for people to put their names up. We'll probably cap it at 16 poets and 5 judges. So we are going to be running around roping in judges to sit down there, because you don't have to be a poetry expert to be a judge at a poetry slam. You just have to respond, I like this one, I didn't like this one, and vote it accordingly. And this is in part to cultivate listening to poetry in a different way. If you're judging it, you're going to pay a little bit more attention, I hope. possibly. And Madison is going to be the MC and the host for the slam in the Oasis. And we have a local who is in Boulder, Kato Foster, who used to have a little espresso booth. She is going to come up, and she has an online magazine called Spit Poet Spit, and we know she's going to be spitting out her words at the slam at the Oasis.
And Madison's a hip-hop artist?
He's a hip-hop artist, and he won the last poetry slam that we hosted, so I'm thrilled. Madison is a local from Basalt who is living at the moment in Denver, and he's coming up to throw in his book, his words, his voice into this whole poetry week.
Return of the champion. Well, Alia Howell, speaking of return of the champion, so nice to have you back at the station and stopping by the KD&K studio. We'll see you out there at Mountain Fair, and we'll I'll recap after I speak with Meta about all the different times and dates for everybody.
Great. And one last thing I want to say, if anyone listening wants to share their poems and can't share them at Mountain Fair or wants to share them at Mountain Fair, I'll be around all weekend. Just come up to the booth, come and find me. You'll know who I am after the blessing. And I look forward to meeting fellow poets in the community and wannabe poets. Thank you, Gavin.
Thank you, Alia.